Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tebbets. Quel moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quel scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 1 in the game. Franklin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Wright goes all the way around to score. Callaway moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1. White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball towards right. Ross catches it and throws to second to double up Hoag. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-2 in the game. Franklin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. McCoskey moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Ross. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. York moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bridges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Franklin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Franklin reaches second base with a double. Bridges scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franklin scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Franklin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbutt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.